This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India left a strong mark everywhere this year, from national security to sports and science laboratories to the world's biggest platforms. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister looked back at year 2025, saying it gave many moments to make every Indian proud. He said that Operation Sindoor became a symbol of pride for every Indian this year. He added that the world clearly saw that today's India does not compromise on its security.
देश की सुरक्षा से लेकर खेल के मैदान तक, विज्ञान की प्रयोगशालाओं से लेकर दुनिया के बड़े मंचों तक भारत ने हर जगह अपनी मजबूत छाप छोड़ी। इस साल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हर भारतीय के लिए गर्व का प्रतीक बन गया। दुनिया ने साफ देखा, आज का भारत अपनी सुरक्षा से कोई समझौता नहीं करता। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देश के कोने-कोने से मां भारती के प्रति प्रेम और समर्पण की तस्वीरें सामने आई। लोगों ने अपने-अपने तरीके से अपने भाव व्यक्त किए।
Mr. Modi appreciated the people for showing the same spirit and enthusiasm for the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram.
यही जज्बा तब भी देखने को मिला जब वंदे मातरम के 150 वर्ष पूरे हुए। मैंने आपसे आग्रह किया था कि हैशटैग वंदे मातरम 150 के साथ अपने संदेश और सुझाव भेजे। देशवासियों ने इस अभियान में बढ़ चढ़कर हिस्सा लिया।
The Prime Minister remarked that 2025 was also a memorable year in terms of sports. The Indian men's cricket team won the ICC Champions Trophy.
2025 खेल के लिहाज से भी एक यादगार साल रहा। हमारी पुरुष क्रिकेट टीम ने आईसीसी चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी जीती। महिला क्रिकेट टीम ने पहली बार विश्व कप अपने नाम किया। भारत की बेटियों ने विमेंस ब्लाइंड टी20 वर्ल्ड कप जीतकर इतिहास रच दिया। एशिया कप टी20 में भी तिरंगा शान से लहराया। पैरा एथलीटों ने विश्व चैंपियनशिप में कई पदक जीतकर ये साबित किया कि कोई बाधा हौसलों को नहीं रोक सकती।
Prime Minister Modi highlighted that India also took a big leap in the field of science and space this year. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla became the first Indian to reach the International Space Station. Mr. Modi pointed out that many efforts related to environmental conservation and wildlife protection also became the hallmark of 2025. He was happy to note that the number of cheetahs in India has now increased to more than 30. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that people's excitement towards Swadeshi was evident.
Swadeshi ko lekar bhi logon ka utsah khoob dikhai diya. Log wahi saman khareed rahe hain jisme kisi bhartiya ka pasina laga ho aur jisme bharat ki mitti ki sugandh ho. Aaj hum garv se keh sakte hain 2025 ne bharat ko aur adhik aatmavishwas diya hai.
The Prime Minister stressed that the world is looking at India with great hope today, and youth power is the biggest reason for this. He said India's achievements in the field of science, new innovations and expansion of technology have greatly impressed countries around the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. He had also chaired the meeting yesterday. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a submarine sortie at the Karwar Naval Base in Karnataka today. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi accompanied the President on board INS Vagshir, a Kalvari-class submarine. The President is also the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces. This maiden sortie on board a Kalvari-class submarine by President Murmu is the second by a President. APJ Abdul Kalam was the first President to undertake a submarine sortie in 2006 at Vishakhapatnam. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda, Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav and Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh paid floral tributes to former Union Minister Arun Jaitley on his birth anniversary this morning in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.